Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. I have the wonderful pleasure, you guys, of providing you with Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts. This is episode number 22, and you know every week that I provide you with an acronym of a word that can not only help your life, but really help your business if you are a business owner, and if you're considering business, really help you kind of put some things together. So I'm super excited to do that. And guess what, you guys, since this is the beginning of the first week for summer for children, I picked the word summer to review today. I'm so excited about that. So the S stands for schedule. And you guys, I will be honest with you, I have went from being a person who rarely schedules stuff to now I am really into making sure that I schedule things that I need to do. Because here's what happens, you guys. We can get so busy with the day-to-day dippies and just little things that will take us off course and really don't schedule those big needs. I told you on Facebook Live yesterday that many times when you're getting things together, and I don't know if you've seen this demonstration by they do it at a lot of colleges where they put all of this stuff out on the table, and you're thinking there is no way that all of that stuff is going to fit in that glass bowl. But what I found, you guys, is when you have everything that you need, you have to just arrange things. You just have to make sure that things are set up correctly because that's what's required to do things. You have to put the big things in first, you guys, and that's all about scheduling. You have got to get your schedule just something that you can easily, and I'll be honest with you, say yes and no about things. I had to decline something today because I had something else scheduled. If I had not remembered that, that would have been a mess because I found myself overbooked before, and that is not fun. That is not fun at all because when you know, people are counting on you to do certain things and whatnot and you have overbooked, that's just not a good thing. That's just not very professional. So I just encourage you to make sure your schedule is tight. Make sure that you really put down the things that are important to you. Definitely. The U stands for unsatisfied. I don't want you to be unsatisfied, you guys. But here's what I know. When you are unsatisfied, you will do some things to get yourself out of that state. I will tell you that it is so important that you kind of always stay not fulfilled. And the reason that I say that, it kind of pushes you. It kind of pushes you to do other things. So it's so important. If you are unsatisfied, just know that that you need to be ready to make some changes, you know? So definitely. Okay, the M stands for massive action. And you guys, this is where sometimes it gets hard. I know this. I know sometimes we may not see the next step. We may be feeling like we're just doing things in the dark. Here's what I know. If you get into massive action, many times it will be revealed as you're going. You don't have to see it right now. Just get into action. Get some things going. If you're trying to make money, get a plan that will definitely make sure that you're making money. And the only way you're going to do that is to get into action. The second M is to motivate yourself. Here's what I know, you guys. You have got to find something that gets you excited about your business, about your life, about your marriage, about whatever. Here's what I know. If you don't stay motivated, you won't continue to do a great job. You won't continue to be engaged. You just will not continue. So keep yourself motivated. I've shared with you guys several times that going to movies really motivates me. I love to go to movies. I love to learn from various, you know, different places and whatnot. And movies just seem to do it for me, y'all. I am so, you know, happy when new things come out in the summer. It always seems like a great time to find out about new movies. So just find what motivates you. It doesn't have to be something that everybody else does or whatever. Whatever your personal decision is, or whatever your personal delight is, do that and know that you can be so satisfied when you motivate yourself. The E stands for endure. I will tell you, on this journey of entrepreneurship, you guys, there's going to be a lot of things that happen with you. And I'm just being honest and upfront with you. Some things are good, some things are bad, you guys. But you know what? That's just life. That is just so important that you know that things are going to happen to you. Things, you know, will be goodness. My goodness, it will just be so, I don't know, so challenging at times. So I just really want you to know what's going on and how you can combat, you know, when you come up on a challenge or whatnot, how can you deal with that? You know what? Many times people don't know how to deal with stuff, so they just kind of get into their shell. They just kind of get into a funk, you know, and they don't do anything. I'm just going to suggest that you don't take that route, you guys, because here's what I know. If you find yourself where you're not doing anything about a situation, you're not going to be able to move ahead. So I want you to get into massive action. And I mean the type of action where you come home, you don't even believe that, you know, you have a good night's sleep, you know, because you're so busy. But you are so motivated and so excited when you just endure the pain and know that the best is yet to come. So I just want to say that about enduring. And the R stands for results. You guys, I have went from being a strategic planner, planning everything out. I'm not saying not to plan, but here's what I want you to concentrate on. Not the plan. I want you to concentrate on the results. If you thought something was going to work, if you thought Facebook ads were going to work for you, for your business, and you see that it's not, oh, my goodness, change up, you guys. Do something different. Please, 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 I want you to know that, oh, my goodness, I just want you to know that the best is yet to come. And when you believe that, you know what? You go into action. Because if you really knew that the best was yet to come, if you really knew your goal is really going to happen, what would you say? What would you do? Who would you become? You guys, I just encourage you to get on that journey right now. If you know that you intend to be a million-dollar, you know, million-dollar business owner, how does a million-dollar business owner act? And let me just share this with you. Some act this way, some act that way. I'll just be honest and upfront. Some of them are not what you want to follow, but some of them are, you guys. So I just encourage you to find out who you want to follow. Not everybody is for you. And I just hope you understand that, and I hope you accept that. Not everybody is for you. Not everybody is for you to follow. Not everybody can really motivate you or whatnot. But here's what I know, you guys. If you continue to figure out who's right for you and who is somebody that you need to follow, you can change your life. You really can. So I just encourage you to make sure that you have a wonderful summer. And that summer stands for schedule. Make sure you put your schedule in place. The U stands for unsatisfied. Make sure you're always going to the next level because you're just not quite happy with what you have now. You just always want to do it better. Just always want to go to the next level, you know? So just make sure you do that. The first M stands for massive action. Make sure you take some massive action today. Do things that you wouldn't normally do, you guys, to get the things that you wouldn't normally have. The second M is for motivate yourself. Find out what gets you motivated. Does not having money get you motivated? Or the fact that you know that you can increase your income 10%, 20%, 50%, 100%, whatever motivates you, just get it in action and get it going for yourself. The E stands for endure. Endure the pain. There's going to be pains, bumps, and bruises along the way. Just endure them. It's okay. You won't die from it. The R stands for results. Always focus on results. Yes, planning, strategic planning is key for a lot of things, but what I want you to focus on is the results. If you see that you can make money in another area, focus on how you did that and look at those results, and you will always, always, always be happy with your life and what you have going on. Have a wonderful day. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Heart, on the Love of Heart Movement radio show, spotlighting the Tuesday Tip, episode number 22. Have a great day. Bye-bye.